If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's get some extremely local news to you right now. Sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Stephanie Lule joins us from Block Club Chicago. Stephanie, good morning. Let's talk first about wine and live jazz in Lincoln Square.
Yes, Bob. Neighbors, and super exciting news for Lincoln Square neighbors. They're about to get a new wine bar. Augusta Food and Wine will serve up wine, small plates, and live jazz at 2312 West Leland Avenue when it opens later this fall. Its owner, Shad Martin, was previously the wine director of Volo Restaurant and Wine Bar in Roscoe Village, and he also owned Providence Food and Wine in Logan Square. Not only will the wine bar be playing jazz, but its decor is inspired by it. It features vintage mahogany wainscoting from Billie Holiday's Harlem Estate, and its bar will be made out of three upright pianos. I know that I need to check that out to see what that's going to look like.
Yeah, that sounds great. I know my wife's going to like that, a French vibe and a jazz concept on West Leland Avenue. The never-ending line for benefits is back in Humboldt Park. What's going on there?
Yeah, last year we told you about this line after a lot of neighbors were asking us what was up with it. Well, the line is suddenly back, and it turns out that immigrants, many of the migrants who came to Chicago 3 years ago from the southern border, are camping outside of Humboldt Park's Illinois Department of Human Services office because a state program that offers health insurance, food, and cash assistance has suddenly reopened enrollment at the end of July. Some people in this line are lining up as early as 2 a.m., and they stay in line for 8 or more hours before they see a caseworker. And, you know, the line shows that people really have this need for help, but just because they are lined up does not mean they're ultimately going to get benefits. And the program's restrictions are complicated. You can read more about that at blockclubchicago.org.
And this story on the Block Club website is really a good story about, it's from the West Side, and it's about Austin's Shine King. Tell us about him.
Yeah, Bob, I might have to go out and visit this place. I had never heard of it. You might think that shoe shining is a thing of the past. I know downtown I don't think ever see a shoe shiner anymore. But on Austin Central Avenue on the west side, the tradition is alive and well. Shine King has been a staple of the neighborhood for more than 60 years by adapting to the times. After its founder, James Cole, passed away in 2022, his son, Vernon Cole, took it over, and today the shop's shoe shiners are just as likely to fix up Jordans or Ugg boots as they are leather dress shoes. And it's, yeah. And while the times have changed, back then in 1964, a shoe shine cost just 25 cents. Today it's still pretty reasonable. They start at $6.
Yeah, a bargain by today's standards. More at blockclubchicago.org. Stephanie Lule. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thanks, Bob.